we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. There you go. Look at the map. That's a lot of ground. Okay, so let me hit one text here real quick. I couldn't help but notice maybe a couple of them, actually. Steve from Tennessee, he texted in. He says, if the Bidens have not paid taxes on Hunter's grift, can the U.S. Congress make criminal referrals to state attorneys general? DOJ would do nothing, though. Steve from Tennessee. Steve from Tennessee, I will take that in part and say, you know what? Congress doesn't have to do it. The IRS actually has its own enforcement arm. Those IRS agents carry badges and often guns. The IRS can actually levy penalties and fines in and of themselves, and they could even, if they find that there are unpaid taxes, they could go put an attachment or a lien against, like Joe Biden's, you know, beach home in Rehoboth Beach or wherever that is in Delaware. That's an interesting thought. Did they pay taxes on the money they got from China? It just keeps getting more fun by the minute. Steve from Gunnersville, he says, what? I got to ask, if I were to shoot and kill someone every day for 12 days, would that be one or 12 attempted murder charge? I'm going to be pretty sure, though, if you shot and killed someone every day for 12 days, that's 12 murders. But I think what he's saying is if I shot and killed or tried to shoot and kill somebody, attempted murder, it would be multiple. That would be multiple cases of attempted murder. It just would. I can just tell you. The notion that this piece of paper, one single piece of paper, can be diced up 34 times, though. In other words, they wouldn't. In your example, it would be more along the lines of if you shot somebody, if you committed murder, can you have committed murder multiple times if you stabbed them seven times? You know what I'm saying? It's not like that. You don't have seven murders because each of those wounds could have killed. No, it's one. Wow. I mean, the texts keep flowing in. I can't even keep up right now. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to come back to text a little bit later. Let me jump over to my topic for the moment here. Number two on the triple dipper, keep your head on a swivel. And when I say that, it's an Army term, I guess. Maybe it's not. That's where I heard it. But what it basically means is keep your eyes up. Be aware of your surroundings. Don't forget that other things are happening around you. Don't be so self-absorbed or intent upon one thing you lose track of everything else. That being said, there's other news in the world. And I have to remind myself of this, y'all. I mean, I get up in the morning early and I'm working on resourcing the show and all that, and I'm thinking, okay, I want to more about this topic, more about this topic. No, there's more topics. So even having a triple dipper is good for me because it makes me branch out the show. Well, so I started all this because when I was researching number one on Trump derangement syndrome, I found a story on The Federalist, and it said exactly what my point is. It said seven serious news stories the media choked out with the Trump indictment buzz. In other words, there were other big things happening, but ain't nobody hearing about it because all they could do is go, Trump ate a ham sandwich. Trump's in his car. Trump's stepping off the planes. Trump's stepping on the plane. It was 24 hours of Trump. Here's some examples. Did you know the Chinese spy balloon that floated, you know, just completely unmolested across America back in February? That despite the fact that the Biden administration says they were able to block it from receiving too much, you know, intel, they don't think it really gathered any intel. No, actually, we have two current senior U.S. officials and one former senior administration official both indicating that, no, that's not actually the truth. It actually was able to collect intelligence on sensitive military sites and likely transmitted those back to China. Oh, good. How about this next story? The House weaponization hearing. Did you know that the Select Committee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government held a hearing just in the last couple of days, related to a case called Missouri v. Biden? It's a case in which Missouri, Louisiana, and other states sued the Biden administration for violations of the First Amendment through their vast, quote, censorship enterprise, meaning that the Biden administration has now been proven to have colluded with big tech to censor people's opinions or to limit them from gaining knowledge of certain things. That's huge. And that case is ongoing. So much intent there that the House Weaponization Committee in Congress called in the former attorney general for Missouri to have him testify. That's news. How about this one? Border crisis goes global. You've probably heard about them finding more Chinese illegal immigrants crossing over the border, right? It's a lot bigger than we thought. A lot. It says a leaked Customs and Border Protection document reveals that the Biden administration anticipates even further increases in Chinese nationals illegally crossing into the U.S. from Mexico. Between October and February, what is that? 5 months? How much is that? 5 months, I think? Five months. Between October and February, Border Patrol agents encountered 4,200 illegal migrants from China. 4,200. In the previous entire fiscal year, they only encountered 1,900. So in 4 months, they are already looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of almost 2.5 times what they had in an entire fiscal year prior to that. That's just an unusual anomaly that causes one to speculate, why are we seeing such a massive increase in Chinese coming across our border? How about this? Did you know that oil went up again? Why would that be? Maybe it's because OPEC decided to cut their production and it surprised everybody. They didn't see it coming. A lot of times these things are announced or maybe they have shutdowns or they go through seasonals. But no, in this case, OPEC just decided to cut oil production and prices went up $5 a barrel for oil. And we're seeing it more at the pump right now. So in the middle of inflation, now we've got the whole situation with OPEC just doing its thing, man. Why aren't we energy independent? I don't know, but that's news. You're paying more at the pump right now. Guess what? It's because of something you probably didn't see because of Trump derangement syndrome covering up the media. How about this? The dumping of the U.S. dollar. Now, this doesn't even cover all of it, but right now, India and Malaysia decided to start doing their international trade only in Indian rupees from now on. The dollar is off their table. What? Really? Yeah, the dollar is the world currency, at least it has been, except that you've got what's called the BRICS Alliance. BRICS Alliance would be Brazil, Brazil, India, China, and South Africa, I believe. And and Russia. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, BRICS, B-R-I-C-S. They've decided that they're going to use the Chinese yuan to do their international trade. And they're moving to try and devalue the dollar on the world stage. Folks, that has economic impacts for us in a big way. That's going to come all the way down to you buying milk and bread. And how well the dollar is received elsewhere is going to affect things like your 401k and all of it. And that's happening in the last few days. But yet all we're hearing is Trump had a ham sandwich. It's just unbelievable. Did you know that a Wall Street Journalist was arrested in Russia? Had you heard that one, Boomer? You had not.
Yes.
Had you heard?
Yes,
you
I did hear about that.
Okay, I just totally caught you off guard. Sorry.
I was watching all the screens.
Boomer's over here. He's got multiple screens going, all the buttons in the world. He can launch a space shuttle. And I hit him with a question to the back of his head. So you heard about that Wall Street Journal journalist? Okay, good. A lot of the world hasn't. His name's Evan Gershkovich. He's a Wall Street Journal reporter. Why he's in Russia right now, I have no idea, but he was there doing his job for the Wall Street Journal. He's been arrested and charged with spying. We have not seen a spying charge like this since the Cold War, in my opinion. But now we have an American journalist detained in Russia. Now, I look at it and go, okay, daggum. Russia's mad at us, right? We're funding Ukraine. They're getting spanked by Ukraine right now because Ukraine is using U.S. weapons and using U.S. dollars to prop up their economy in a time when they've been devastated. But you still got to look at this and go, Russia, this is what you're going to do? You're going to take a reporter prisoner and hold him And now we've got the Secretary of State for the United States having to deal with this with the Russian ambassador and figure out what's what. Meanwhile, internally speaking, there was a Russian blogger. Apparently they have those in Russia too. But a Russian blogger was murdered this past week. I believe he was in a bombing. He actually, he was in a cafe and he was killed when a bombing took him out. It's being called an internal Russian affair. The Russian government tried to blame it on Ukrainian separatists, but no, we're hearing actually he might have been blogging things that were not popular with the government. Huh. And now he's gone. Well, that's news. But these kind of things are happening all around us. And that's why keep your head on a swivel is what I'm saying. We have got to make sure that we as conservatives don't lose sight of the big fight. Because right now what we have is a battle. But the battle is going to be covered up with the tactics of the moment, all right? But the strategy, the overarching campaign strategy, has got to remain intact. You can't have a battle over here that derails the entire campaign strategy. That being said, we have to stay focused in the big picture. We got to take a look at things and make sure that we are dealing with the equities and the injustices and the reporting and the things that are going on in our own state government, what's happening at our city halls, and not lose sight of the fact that there's more news out there than just what's happening with President Trump. Last one before the break. Did you know that right now in your own state house, your Alabama legislature is in session? Some of y'all know that. I know for a fact. 1819 News reports that a pair of bills just passed yesterday through the Alabama State Senate, sponsored by State Senator Clyde Chambliss. They are election integrity bills. One of them, they already passed. They're through the Senate. Now they go to the House. One of them requires paper ballots. I like that. The other one prohibits the use of any electronic voting systems that are capable of being connected to the internet or to a cell phone network or that possess any modem technology. What they're basically doing is they're tightening up the processes. For most of us, this won't change a thing. We use a lot of paper ballots in you know, different precincts around the state of Alabama. Paper ballots are harder to gerrymander. And if you can't connect, if you have an air gap, they call it, if you have an air gap on your machine and it cannot connect to an internet capability or a cell phone capability, then you don't have to worry about somebody inputting data remotely that you can't see that changes votes. That's big doings. That news happened yesterday right here in your state capital. All right, taking a break right now, keeping your head on a swivel. I got a few more of these stories that I feel like are important that you got to know are out there. And then top of the hour, we switch gears. It'll be time for the Grand Council with my brethren, Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, and little old me. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative. Just plain right. Making it cool to be a conservative. You want to text or call in, you're welcome to it. A little tight on calls right now. I'll tell you, only have a few minutes left before the top of the hour, at which point we will go to the Grand Council. But send your text messages, and we'll be getting to them as we go along. I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper. Keep your head on a swivel. What I'm trying to say there is there's more going on in the world than just Trump's arraignment. That's a huge story, no doubt. Huge. That's why I had, you know, had it on yesterday and today. But I got to remind myself, and I'm just reminding all of y'all too, that there's a lot of things to keep our head on a swivel about. There are other things happening in this world. Here's an example. Fentanyl. You know, that thing that comes from China and up through Mexico. Yeah. That thing that's killed 100,000 U.S. citizens. 100,000. Well, you may remember that just not so long ago, there was a bunch of people, me included, saying maybe it's time for military action. Maybe it's time to locate a drug lab creating fentanyl and just you know, go ahead and drop a Tomahawk missile right smack in the middle of it. I'm fine with that. I recognize there are serious implications and that that's an international crisis once you do that. I get it. It won't be a decision I hope anyone takes lightly. But, you know, when that happened, of course, President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador of Mexico lashed out saying that basically it's not his country's got the problem. It's the loss of values in America causing these problems. Really? Okay, I get it. Maybe there are people over here that are doing the drugs. There were 100,000 who got fentanyl, not all of whom, by the way, were addicts looking for it. There are kids being poisoned because they don't know what their friend just gave them at the lunchroom table. There are things happening where real solid good people are being accidentally given something that shouldn't be given. Nonetheless, Lopez Obrador does not want anyone to believe his country's at fault, so he put it off on us. But then he just turned around. Here's the news. Keep your head on a swivel, because guess what? He admitted it. He actually wrote a letter to President Xi Jinping. He didn't ask for us to help. He didn't say, well, America, if you'll help me, I'll do what I can. No. He said, hey, China, can you help me to deal with the fentanyl shipments coming from your country? Oh, we're admitting this. Says, I write to you, President Xi Jinping, not to ask for your help on these rude threats, but to ask you for humanitarian reasons to help us by controlling the shipments of fentanyl. In other words, he's trying to say, yeah, I mean, despite what Americans say, I mean, it's not really a big deal, but could you help out, please? That's what just happened. So we just had an omission. It's a story on the National Review. Came out yesterday. The National Review reporting basically that the president of Mexico has admitted that fentanyl is an issue, and he's asking for China by that doing that. He's admitting that's where it comes from. Can you help us with this, please? All right, keep your head on a swivel. Here's something that happened. If you live in a manufactured home, and apparently like roughly 6% of housing is in the manufactured home category. If you want to get a new manufactured home, some of those things are pretty nice too. If you want to get a new manufactured home, it's going to cost you more. Why? Well, Senator Tim Scott is condemning the Biden administration for implementing new energy efficiency standards for mobile homes in a rule that will increase costs for low-income households. So this is, and Senator Scott's right, this is oftentimes the way that people can get into the home ownership market. It's more affordable than building a, you know, brick-and-mortar home. But the Biden Energy Department adopted a new rule, and now it requires new climate-dependent energy conservation measures. It's all the green policies. You know, they took away our light bulbs, too, by the way. That's going away in August. So, yeah, despite the fact that Trump said, no, you can do incandescent bulbs. Just make sure you do, like, have an option for both. No, not anymore. We're not going to see that either. They are so into our space right now. The whole gas stove thing, right? The reality is this. Climate alarmists are now making it more expensive by adding an upwards of $400 to $4,500 increase in cost now for a manufactured home to meet new energy efficiency standards. All right, last couple things I've got here. In case you didn't see it, there were some elections yesterday. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Why do I care, Phil? Well, because there's a current pending lawsuit before that Supreme Court regarding abortion. If you're a pro-lifer, Wisconsin just became a new battleground, because Wisconsin just lost its conservative majority yesterday in the most expensive state Supreme Court race in U.S. history, topping $42 million. We just saw a liberal elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court that will tilt it 4-3 in terms of left-leaning justices. And then lastly, as we head to the break, Tennessee State Capitol had their insurrection 2.0 the other day. And now Republicans have moved to expel three Democrat state representatives who went out and chanted and joined the protesters in disrupting the entire floor session of the Tennessee State House. They ain't playing. They're saying, you know what? If you're going to participate, maybe you shouldn't be here. All right, we're coming right back with the Grand Council. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back.